Welcome to the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To order Brant's latest book, The Men We Need, or to stream Sherry's play, The Bold and the Sanctified, go to BrantHanson.com.
Jesus isn't crazy, and I think he's supposed to be taken very seriously when he's talking, and he's obviously meaning something very seriously. He said we don't need to be anxious. And I was thinking about this because I just saw another big study. It was some kind of government panel that recommended every adult in the U.S. be screened for anxiety.
I saw that. Yeah.
That's how rampant it is. Understand it? Jesus understands it. He knows that we will struggle with this, but we don't have to. He's saying you can. You don't have to. Don't worry. You can be like the birds of the air. They don't worry. It's all a matter of trusting that God is good. Mm-hmm. And so I want to invite you. I know you might struggle with anxiety, and me too. And I'm not talking about clinical stuff or what. I don't want to get into that discussion, but just in general, I think when you look at what Jesus is saying, he is inviting you into a different life that is free of this. Talking to a friend of mine who's absorbed everything the last couple of years, all the news, all the theories, all the debates, all the everything. Like, my thing with him was, man, you know there's going to be a funeral for you someday, right? I know it sounds macabre, but there's going to be one for all of us.
I was going to say, but true.
It's true.
Yeah.
What do you want people to say about you? Mm. And he laughed. He said that he figured it all out.
Not one thing got by him.
That he argued on Facebook. He literally was laughing about it. He's like, no, you're right. You're right. And I was just saying, look, you can be on to this stuff, and it can be important.
Yeah.
But who are you supposed to be? And who are you supposed to be becoming? Mm-hmm. And who does your wife need you to be? And who do your kids need you to be in his case? Yeah. Who do we all need you to be? That's not going to do it. Kind of not dialed into entertainment news. And the reason is I don't care about entertainment news.
Well, given that, I understand why you wouldn't be tuned into it.
But when there's a personal angle.
Yeah.
I pay attention.
Okay.
So they're looking for a new James Bond. They want... this actor to commit to 10 to 12 years.
Huh.
I can't do that.
You can't.
No.
Or you can.
10 to 12 years?
Okay. It's too much.
I got other stuff I want to do.
All right.
I also think I'm too edgy for them.
I do. Okay. Why? Like, what are you saying here?
I don't think they want a James Bond who plays the accordion.
And the flute.
And yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they want a James Bond
that has puppets.
All this stuff. They don't want that. Here's a problem. I have a speaking gig coming up later this week.
Okay.
My calendar is a speaking gig. I forgot who I'm talking to for what it's about.
And just so got a gig.
I have someone who helps me very part-time administratively as an assistant. So I have asked her... I told her, whatever it is, it's going to be powerful.
You could just tell me where and what.
Tell me
who's
going to be witnessing whatever it is I'm doing. Because it's going to be amazing. Yeah,
sounds like everyone's in for a surprise.
Yeah. This is going to blow you away. It's another shocking fact. I'm a shock jock, rated G, but I am one of those shock jocks that everybody talks about.
And
this is really good. I don't even mind hyping it because it's so good. It's going to meet and exceed.
Brant, it is. That's just not good.
No, this one will.
Okay.
I know generally you don't want to do that.
Yeah. Just... Okay, ready.
The northernmost point of Brazil is closer to Canada than it is to the southernmost point of Brazil. That is a fact. You can look it up.
That is pretty shocking.
It's shocking.
It is. Now, I don't know how people shoehorn that into a conversation and then start buzzing about the show.
This is the kind of fact. I was thinking if I was a single man, like, and I met somebody, like, oh, this could work out. Like, I would start with this fact. And if she wasn't, like, interested, if she didn't think, wow, that's amazing.
And then that's not the woman for
there's
you.
There's no hope for this relationship. Saw another big research thing about people leaving the faith. They said by 2070 in America, specifically, there'll be less than half.
I saw that.
Yeah, it would be Christian, professing Christian. So interesting. I just wanted to remind you, in case you're new to the show or something, or you don't know. We can't leave. I can't leave. I'll speak for myself. I'm not leaving. And it's because of the kingdom of God. It's so beautiful. when you understand or have any inkling of understanding what it is, it's, you can't walk away from it. Jesus said it's like a pearl that a merchant would find, knowing what pearls are worth something, and would sell everything to get it. And I agree. Mm-hmm. And Jesus himself, I can't walk away from him. And it's so interesting because when people say, why did you leave the faith? They'll have a million different reasons. There's
never
so many.
Bring up Jesus.
Right. There's so many embarrassing reasons. Mm-hmm. I totally can go, yeah, you're right. You're right.
And if that was the thing I was in it for, then I would have left too.
Absolutely. There's plenty of embarrassing, horrible, scandalous, terrible things that you can point at and go, oh boy. Mm-hmm. But I'm not leaving this. Mm-mm. Let's remember back together, because kids these days, we're sitting on the rockers here on the mm-hmm. front porch.
Yeah.
Kids these days, they don't know what we had in our classrooms. They would not believe what we had in our grade school classrooms.
What do you mean?
We had this thing called a paper cutter. You know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I do. Why?
How did they let us have that?
I don't know.
It was, I don't know how to describe it. It was like something.
Like a hatchet.
Something a butcher would use.
Yeah.
And it was super sharp. It was a giant, it was a guillotine
yes,
for paper,
it was.
Basically.
Yes, it was. And you worked it by yourself.
By yourself.
You went over there with a piece of paper.
It was like, it was a big blade.
Sharp blade.
I don't.
Why did,
back, like, I
they
can't,
didn't care about
there's
us.
Some stuff like, oh, that was weird. We were kind of risky, but still.
No, that's dangerous.
No, that's just plain dangerous. Fellowship Home Loan sponsors our podcast. We really appreciate them. Mike and Brian, we have really grown to appreciate them personally and also what they do with mm-hmm. Fellowship Home Loans. Outstanding. 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Or you can just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Okay, here we go. A question for the podcast. This is from James. He said, I'm a newer listener. Unless you've already talked about it on the podcast, what are your thoughts on the Calvinism versus Arminianism debate?
Oh, I don't think we've broached that.
Well, I don't think we have either. I think I might have talked about it once before.
Okay, I don't remember.
Here's the thing, and I don't think this is almost exclusive, mm-hmm. this response. That you're going to hear here on the Brant and Sherry podcast.
Oh, my goodness, I can't wait.
Exclusively here, and that is, I don't know. I don't know. I don't. I don't have the theological thing mm-hmm. that makes me care enough about that, maybe.
Yeah.
And I know you don't.
No,
I mean,
don't.
I mean, you're theologically minded and astute. Neither one of us
I don't know if
cares
I'm
enough.
I don't. I certainly don't impugn those who do.
No, absolutely. I like it.
Yeah,
I like
I
people
too.
Who think philosophically and theologically and all that.
Yes, and to be sure, my grandfather was very much that. So,
is he a Calvinist?
I don't care enough to even know.
Yeah,
I just know that he was very into those type of discussions. I was going to say arguments because he enjoyed arguing.
I do too.
But he was very much into that and had his doctorate and, you know, theology and all that.
Yeah.
It's just not something that I've been able to really attach myself to.
Well, there's a couple things that make me think I'm not a Calvinist. So here's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Love everybody, brothers and sisters, Armenians, Calvinisms, people, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Calvinisms.
Calvinistics.
Calvinistic people.
No, well, can you explain to people what that is?
Well, I know at the root of one of the debates, and I feel like I'm going to get it so simplistically that people who know what they're talking about be like, what?
Yeah.
What are you, in kindergarten?
Mm-hmm.
it's about free
that,
will.
Mm-hmm.
So, and predestination and God's sovereignty and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, in that way, I guess I'm not Calvinist because I can't get over the hump of freedom.
Mm.
I can't get over all the stuff. Like if we're not free, actually, mm-hmm. if we don't have really free will, I can't get over the Bible's full of admonitions and warnings.
Mm.
Choose you this day. Choose, you know, life or death. Choose. Mm-hmm. And then that continues all the way through. Like it's so full of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that, just being simple-minded, can't get my head around it. I just can't make heads or tails out of that.
Mm.
Even if it's in the service of a system of theology that I could be like, now I've got it logically sewn up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what about all the... It doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
All the warnings?
Yeah.
From Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't make sense of that without free will. It seems like God takes our will so seriously.
Yeah.
So I can't get around that. The other thing is, are humans totally depraved? That's another mm-hmm. big issue. I agree with Dallas Willard. Like, I don't know, we're enough depraved.
For it to be a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. Enough. I mean, I wrote a whole book about it, and people thought I must have been Calvinist, because I was talking about that, how mm-hmm. we delude ourselves and how beset we are with this self-righteousness.
Well, I don't know how we explain everything we've seen in history if that's not true, or if there's not some level of truth to it.
Yeah, so some level of truth to mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
So that's me being too simple, maybe. Mm-hmm. All I could say is have patience. If that's a thing for you, that you're like, what, you don't realize, and what about this? Like, okay, well, yeah, I could be wrong.
I'm always open to learning. What's not good for me personally, but I do know this is some people do enjoy this. Is I always end up in a so what. If there's no practical... Well,
so I have asked that question.
Yeah.
So where does this help me?
Yeah,
let's say I buy this idea mm-hmm. that everything's predestined or whatever. Mm-hmm. So how does that...
Yeah, where does that leave me?
And I've talked to really intelligent friends, mm-hmm. thoughtful, who have not. And maybe that I'm too simple and mm-hmm. you're too simple. Yeah. We're just too simple. But in a way, I can't figure out what?
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a childlikeness maybe that comes with going, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
God does. He sees time differently. And so all of our efforts, I think, to make logical sense out of how God experiences time mm-hmm. and what destined means or foreknowledge and all that stuff, I just put it in the mystery box.
Yeah.
Because he's the Alpha and the Omega at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Before Abraham was, I am.
Yeah.
Present tense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mind blown. I can't make a system out of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But all I know is I've had these admonitions and mm-hmm. I've got these warnings mm-hmm. for me to take seriously in the way I experience time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
So maybe too simple. Here's another thing though that I think is worth mentioning. I know it's worth mentioning. This is not all Calvinist, but I think it can happen to people, and that is reducing the kingdom gospel to just Jesus died on the cross for my sin.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that happen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that may not just be in one camp or the other, but mm-hmm. I have seen that a lot. Like, that's the entire gospel, and I don't think it is. I think it's beautiful. I think it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's essential.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the whole goodness of the gospel.
Okay.
When Jesus,
what's it missing?
Well, the kingdom.
Okay.
The kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Like, that's according to Jesus. This is the good news. Like, mm-hmm. my kingdom is here,
mm-hmm.
and so it's available to us
because of this sacrifice.
Because of that,
but
because of God's will breaking through. Mm-hmm. So there's this whole way of living that is now available to us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's this big announcement, mm-hmm. right? So the kingdom is here. It's mm-hmm. not in its fullness yet, but it is available if we want to walk into it.
And here's what it looks like.
Yeah, and he's made it possible.
Mm-hmm.
And this obviously this atonement has made that possible.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
But see, now we're talking about a whole different way of living,
mm-hmm.
which means that our behavior will be different
mm-hmm.
versus just that happened, I'm good, I'm going to heaven someday. Like, that's too reductionist about what the kingdom of heaven really is referring to,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which is breaking into our lives now.
Yeah.
So,
kingdom is in you. That's what he said to Nicodemus.
Yeah, it's really a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's people can't get their heads around it because they're always thinking about political power or mm-hmm. how to do this or that. But mm-hmm. he's saying that's not how my kingdom works.
Yeah.
But it is available to us now.
Mm-hmm.
It is available. So that's even more beautiful. It's bigger. And I feel like if we reduce it, and I have seen that in some theological mm-hmm. quarters where it's like, but now we're missing out on the change.
Yeah, no, I follow you on that. Now, I'll be honest, when you first said it, I didn't.
Okay.
Understand, but okay. I get that. This whole way of living is open to you because of this sacrifice that Christ made. And
right.
if we just stay there, oh, he died on the sin, died on the cross for my sins.
I'm good. I'm going to heaven.
Yeah, but this whole thing is this conforming into his image by the power of the Holy Spirit and what the kingdom looks like.
And yeah, and what eternal life looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, and how I participate in that now is, yes, I get
yeah.
that.
So
yeah.
So this eternal life Jesus is telling us about, we think after I die, that kicks in because mm-hmm. we've got this in mind.
Mm-hmm.
because I gave intellectual assent to these things.
Yeah.
So check, I get in. But he's talking about a kind of life that is available now.
Yeah.
And you can step into this by being born again, like spiritually born again.
I don't want to be offensive, so I hope no one takes offense to this. It is a question. Do you think that when people, for whatever reasons, find themselves unable to process that, what you just talked about, or experience it in their lives, that they kind of go to this theoretical world or the where we have these arguments and these debates, not that they're not important, but I wonder if it's because I don't see myself there, I don't know how to get there, I can't, for whatever reason, does the debate or the, do you see what I'm saying, does
I
that
totally
then
do.
Take place, that's where I'll find my worth or find the, I don't know, not even worth, I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
No,
I just wonder if
it's almost a changing of the subject.
Yeah.
I'm laughing. I'm actually looking at my phone because you made me think about a text I got from a friend last night with somebody's Facebook status.
Okay.
I don't know who this guy is.
Okay.
But he figured it out.
Yeah. That's always nice.
Yeah. So Jesus, this is his post from a day ago. Jesus called himself the Morning Star, which translates to Lucifer. In numerology, the value of the names Lucifer and Jesus are exactly the same.
Yeah.
And then he does some algebra. A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, etc. L, 12, plus U, 21, plus C. He's assigning numerical values to the letters. Then does it for Jesus. J is 10, E is 5, S is 19. He works all this out in his post.
Yeah.
Equals 74. And they also both add up to equal morning star. M, 13, O, 15. But 74 plus 74 is 148. Multiplied by 9 results in 666.
Ain't that something?
End of post.
Well.
So he figured it out.
If I may suggest.
Why are we multiplying it by 9? I don't know, but we are.
What I'm suggesting is that in all of that. Is much easier than love your enemies.
I totally agree. That's what I thought when I saw that. Have we so much? That's like me in middle school lunch hour doing trick shots in the gym when I can't make a layup.
Right.
So what I'm doing, I'm going to.
From half court.
Yeah, I'm going to throw from behind the back, off the wall, and the ceiling.
Bounce off the bleachers three times.
Dude, you can't even dribble. Like, what? I'm not going to worry about that. So, yeah, I think that was deliberately me avoiding trying to take a good free throw.
Yeah.
And this is, I do think we do that.
Yeah.
To avoid the stuff we already know.
And if we can get through this, if we can be humble and allow God to work those things in us, it's such a better life.
It is. It is for us, people around us. And people will have a different impression of what following Jesus means.
Yes.
Because they're looking at us going, what's the difference? You guys are just as everything as us.
Yeah, right.
Just as everything.
That is right.
Okay. Well, maybe that does follow teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're just taught, I checked the box.
Yeah.
No, there's so much. It's so much better than that.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm not necessarily pinning that on one or the other. I think it's in a lot of different camps.
Yeah.
But
and I'm not.
We're missing out.
Again, I'm
stuff.
Not impugning people who enjoy that theological discussion and debate.
No. I think it's good.
Yeah.
Love that stuff. And look, I'll talk about arcane stuff that's way less important than that and debate it.
And be really serious about it.
The bitter end. And I will break off all relationships if it's not resolved my way.
So you get it.
It was funny. Zach and Julia were over last night.
Mm-hmm.
Zach is my son-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And he made that sourdough bread. It was so good. Just so good. And I'm like, well, why don't you eat my stuff? Mm-hmm. And they were like, what? I had a bowl of blackberries. And it just so happened that Carolyn just got some LaCroix. It's blackberry flavor.
Okay.
I'm like, well, you pour the blackberry
juices.
It's called blackberry fizzer. You pour the blackberry LaCroix into this bowl and you eat it like cereal.
And why is this any
you don't
less
want
important?
Oh, you don't
than
want
your
this.
Sourdough,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
interesting.
Oh, you're Mr. Culinary, whatever. I'm nothing, I guess.
The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To order Brant's latest book, The Men We Need, or to stream Sherry's play, The Bold and the Sanctified, go to BrantHanson.com.